At the 2017 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, we're talking with Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Services, Ted McKinney. Ted, when you first started talking to the transition team and to the USDA folks and the Trump administration folks about the position that you've now taken on as Undersecretary for basically our foreign agricultural activities, trying to sell our agricultural produce of this country. What was your thought? What was your first, I guess, impression of maybe wanting to do that or not wanting to do that?
Well, actually, I was coaxed into it a little bit. I mean, I've always believed in service, but I thought, come on, you know, I'm not the kind that they're going to be interested in. But two or three things happened. After the election, then Governor Pence at a cabinet meeting, I think his words were, you may want to think about changing your zip code. And that's when Julie and I said, well, wow, this could be possible. And then because I'd been in industry affairs for so many years, both in the plant science and the livestock arena, a lot of the D.C.-based ag groups, many who you know, were calling and writing and saying, Ted, you'd be very good at this. And so I started to take more interest, and finally when a big surprise came and I was invited to go visit Trump Tower in early January, I believe, that's when we said, gosh, somebody's serious about this, and we got more serious, and I talked to Secretary Perdue, he was a nominee at the time, and I just said, Mr. Secretary, or Mr. Governor at the time, look, I've put teams together. You've got to place people where you think they fit best. And if I fit your team, fantastic, I'd be happy to serve. If I don't, just consider me one of your biggest cheerleaders from afar, albeit Indiana. And somewhere in that mix, he decided that this is the position that fit me well. He's probably right, I think, as I look back. The deep experience in both plant science, ag chem, the corporate experience allowed me to work a lot of products through international approvals, some successful, some quite frustrating. And so I will, as I'm eternally grateful to FFA, I'm eternally grateful to Secretary Perdue for making the invitation. And here we are.
What's your expectations as you come into this role? You're really getting your feet on the ground running now very, very quickly to try to be the, I guess, the face for U.S. agriculture export-wise.
Sure. Well, one is more philosophical. I want to go to Washington and leave Washington as the same person I am, and I hope that's humble and with high integrity. Lots of times people who don't know government cast dispersions or doubt on integrity and honesty, and I want to go and come back with that intact. After that, it's clear we've got a lot of agricultural and food product to export. We cannot forget that those countries also want to export, meaning imports to us. And how you do that balance, making sure it's always based on great science, that we're following the rules of the WTO, of our own government, of NAFTA, or whatever the trade agreement it is, we've got to play by the rules, because that's what's getting cheated way too much around the world these days. So I want to play by the rules. But if we play by the rules, and we work this hard enough, and we remind people of agriculture in the U.S. and its bounty, its quality, then maybe, just maybe, we'll continue that trend line up on the sale of all of our goods, and at the same time create a win-win so that some of those countries can move some of their products to our country as well.
Our cattle producers, and I guess pork producers as well, they're very concerned about the pulling away from TPP. The administration said they want to do bilaterals. Are we going to be able to be successful in getting something accomplished with Japan?
Well, I hope we're successful not only with Japan, but with China, the other countries of Asia-Pacific that were part of TPP. I'll throw NAFTA in there as well, and CORUS, the Korean Peninsula, Taiwan. It's all of them that we need for those exports. Yes, I hope I'm not Pollyannish, but I believe I'm bullish, and I believe we're going to get there. And I'll start and end with this point, that I'm going to be an unabashed fanatic and cheerleader for the exporting of good agricultural products. Now, doing that means you have to play in the sandbox. And a lot of other industries in the U.S. have not been so successful with these many trade agreements. And that's the raging debate these days. How do you lift up and correct what's been wrong with steel or aluminum or other intellectual property? So I'm sympathetic. I want everybody to win, but that doesn't mean that we're going to negate our aggressive megaphone. In my hearing, I said I'm going to be the happy warrior. So the warrior-like efforts to continue exporting our products and, if they play it right, importing those other products. So I think we're going to get it right. There might be some right-sizing. There may be a little pain and agony for a while. We'll have to see. I hope not. But I'll just tell you that Secretary Perdue and my colleagues and I are pushing the absolute boundaries to make sure ag and food are not harmed and, in fact, are lifted up.
I guess what the Secretary called you basically his million mile man.
Yeah, he's referencing the travel miles that we'll put on. Yeah, if my backside is shaped like a Farmall Super M seat, which it is after days and hours as a kid, I think it's going to be reshaped into the seat of an airplane, right? No, I'm up for it. It's part of the job, and if this is my way of paying back to a lot of farm families, many who scroll through my mind, I've asked a number of farm families to send me a photo with their names and what their operation's like so that we can be reminded every day that we are there for that American farmer to sell whatever they make. Here in the Midwest, we've got a lot of corn, soybeans, wheat, pork, poultry, dairy. Down your way, a lot of wheat, sorghum, and other crops. And if we're lifting up those farm families and if we can keep those exports growing, then I can look back and say, perhaps job well done. That's my goal.